Episode 3. Perfekt with sein or haben. Hi, I'm Kirsten Winkler. Welcome to German Hacks. Last week on German Hacks, we talked about past tense and that in spoken German, we can forget about two of the three past tenses, Präteritum and Plusquamperfekt, and instead concentrate our efforts on learning how to use the perfect well. Perfect, once again, is a compound tense, which means you need an auxiliary, namely sein or haben, which we have to conjugate in the present, presence, depending on our personal pronouns, and then combine it with the so-called Partizip Perfekt, in English, the past participle or third form of our main verb. But how do we actually decide which of the two auxiliaries we have to use and when? Well, of course, you could simply Google it or look it up in a dictionary. As in good dictionaries, it's usually indicated how the different verbs form their perfect. That's not what I call hacking German, though. It's laziness and not very smart. So let's explore some other possibilities. In general, the majority of verbs require that you use haben when you want to use them in their perfect tense. This is quite handy, I reckon, as we can now concentrate on the exceptions to this general rule, thus the verbs that need sein in the perfect. There are basically two easy rules to follow. Just one sentence for all you grammar geeks. Intransitive verbs or verbs used in an intransitive way require the auxiliary sein. Okay, and now once again for the rest of us, using simple language. First rule of thumb is that all so-called verbs of movement use sein for their perfect forms. When you want to form a perfect, simply try to visualize if your verb expresses some kind of movement. Classic examples are, for instance, gehen, rennen, or fahren. Gehen, to go, rennen, to run, or fahren, to drive. The second rule is that you also need to use sein with verbs that express a change in state or condition. Think of verbs like einschlafen, to fall asleep, einschlafen, or schmelzen, to melt, schmelzen. Perhaps ironically, the verb that expresses to stay in German, that's bleiben, bleiben, also forms its perfect with sein. But generally spoken, this rule is, like rule number one, also pretty accurate. The auxiliaries, however, are special cases, so I'm simply going to tell you how these form their perfect forms. Sein forms with sein, for instance. Let's say, sie ist in München gewesen. Sie ist in München gewesen. She was in Munich. Haben forms its perfect with haben, like in wir haben immer viel Spaß mit Bettina und Markus gehabt. Wir haben immer viel Spaß mit Bettina und Markus gehabt. We've always had so much fun with Bettina and Markus. Werden forms its perfect with sein. Die Zwillinge sind 3 Jahre alt geworden. Die Zwillinge sind 3 Jahre alt geworden. The twins turn 3. As German Hacks is designed to be hands-on, now it's practice time. So, try it out yourselves with the following verbs. Verschwinden, to vanish, to disappear. Verschwinden. Sterben, to die. Sterben. Kochen, to cook. Kochen. Suchen, to search, to look for, suchen, and ask yourself whether they express a movement or a change of state or mind, and post your answers in the conjugated forms in the comment section. And in next episode, we will leave the German grammar a bit and hack German stereotypes instead. So we go beyond beer, Bavaria and Lederhosen. Until then, tschüss, bye bye.